Let's see here. 39 degrees outside here on Columbus Road. And they say it may get up to as high as 70 today. We're getting organized here, and we've got lots to talk about. United, let's see, we've got the United Campus Ministry. And, you know, I thought I knew a lot about that, but last night when I was looking through all the different information, I learned there are so many subgroups and organizations on campus. In fact, 23 of them. Think of that. And some of them you may have heard of, like United Campus Ministry. We hope you've heard of them. Athletes in Action, The Crew, spelled C-R-U, and, well, you get the point. There's just lots of things going on, and some of them are specific to certain religious certain religions, and others are more mass appealing. Anyway, so our guests today, Mickey Hart and Ari Faber, and we're sharing a microphone here today, so we'll try to remember to move it where we need it. Mickey Hart, you are the executive director of United Campus Ministry, right?
I am, in fact, the executive director, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have been at UCM for a little over a year, and just glad to be part of it. I was once upon a time on the board of UCM Center, and now proudly serve as the director.
Yeah. And how long now?
About a year and a half, I believe.
Okay. And is UCM, would you say that's kind of like the umbrella organization for all these various subgroups, per se?
Actually, no. We're adjusting the mic here. Thanks. So we're an organization on our own.
Okay.
And while we started out as a Christian ministry, we are now an interfaith ministry, broadly welcoming people of any faith background or no faith background. And in that, some of the students who are involved in those various organizations at the university may take part in what we're doing, but we're not necessarily the umbrella overseeing that. I am part of also the University Interfaith Association, and most of the folks involved in there may have something to do with those student organizations more directly. We do focus a group called Interfaith Impact, and we meet several times a semester. But in terms of all of the various groups on campus, it's really up to the students each year to keep that group going, keep the organization going. Now, I will say that some of them, such as Crew, have a staff of folks who help with that, and not just at Ohio University with Crew, but it's also Southeastern Ohio. They focus a little more largely on that as well. So we are, and ourselves are our own entity, nonprofit, what we're really focused today, I think, on is to talk about our biggest form of ministry, which is our free meal programs, and I know we'll get to that, but as a way of introduction.
Well, the history, let's talk about that for a moment. How far back does the United Campus Ministry go?
So UCM actually was came together. It used to be something called the Westminster Society.
I remember that.
And it's part of the Presbyterian Church. And from there, it we became United Campus Ministry in 1968.
Okay.
So been an organization for quite a while. And again, it was a campus ministry, but an ecumenical campus ministry, looking at largely at Christianity. And instead of just one denomination or one focus. And at the time, we had essentially three directors, and most of those were ministers. At the current time, we do not have a minister on campus or on staff. And over time, we've become more of a center for spiritual growth and social justice, and leaning heavily in towards social justice issues.
Now, you may not have this information, but I'm going to try it anyway. In the beginning, when it first was being formed, what were your numbers? You know what I mean?
In terms of students involved?
Yeah.
I believe at the time, I don't really know the numbers, but I do have a sense that there was more of kind of a group of students who were involved in a regular basis. I know at one point they did a choir, and that they would do regular services, I believe maybe once a week, but if not once a month. We don't necessarily do direct worship services, mm-hmm. Today, but back then I think it really was more structured as more of a church or a ministry.
Well, one of the features that you folks are proud to do is to provide some meals.
Yes.
And you do that, several times a week, right?
We do it twice a week, and actually this is our 30th year of providing free community meals. 30 years, yeah. And it started out with students, working with our director at the time, Reverend Jan Griesinger, and really to look at food insecurity, hunger in the Athens area, but also how students could help and make an impact with that. So we had a student intern at the time who kind of got things in motion in 92. And in January of 93 was our first meal served. And originally that happened at the Salvation Army building on Union Street. And then shortly after that, it moved to the lower level of UCM.
So 30 years.
30 years, yes.
Wow. So the kind of participation, I mean, what's a typical meal? How many people are attracted to that?
Well, Ari's here as well, and I'm going to let Ari speak to that.
We have about 45 different folks that show up for the meal. About 15 of those will either come up and get seconds or take leftovers to go with them. So it's about 60 meals served on Wednesdays and Thursdays both. We get a really wide variety of folks attending the meal, anyone from folks who are unhoused to people who are professors at OU, a lot of students, and some other community members as well.
Now, Ari, I understand you're a cook. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's this like to do two big meals, what is it? Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that?
Wednesdays and Thursdays, yeah, it's good. It's one of my favorite parts of my job. I really enjoy being able to cook like fresh, nutritious, healthy meals for the community. It's a great way of giving back.
Now, you know, I don't want to lose sight of the beauty of this project, but food costs money. You know, how is it that you folks can, how many people are you feeding typically?
So again, it's about 60 meals on Wednesday and another 60 on Thursday. So it's about 120.
Wow.
And then we always have some leftovers that we put out on the table that folks can come and get. We also have people that will just kind of drop by other days of the week and ask if we have anything. So we usually have some leftovers in the fridge and then some in the freezer that we can defrost and warm up for them, or they can just take it frozen and take it home with them, whatever they prefer.
In different organizations outside of your regular two meals may turn to you and say, listen, would you help us out in hosting an event, right?
Sometimes, yeah. People will rent out the kitchen to be able to do different events and things. We had the Nepali student group use the kitchen during the International Street Fair last year.
Yes, yeah, and other groups too. So, how do you go about buying this stuff?
Well, I'll jump in to say that.
Turn the mic toward you then.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll jump in to say that there is no way that we can do this alone, that really this truly is that idea of it takes a village, because it really does take a large community of organizations to help make all of this possible. Some of those include Athens Food Rescue, which is an incredible organization, the Community Food Initiatives, and Rural Action helps with that, HAPCAP, the Donation Station, and then some of the local congregations as well help with that. And then the OU Center for Community Engagement is often how we get volunteers to help us out. They have a great program called Give Pulse that is kind of a volunteer recruitment. We do spend about $50 per meal on things that we can't get donated, but really the donations come in on Tuesday, and that's when Ari starts to work his magic to figure out what we're going to make this week, and I'll let him talk a little bit more about that process.
Yeah, so on Tuesdays, we get our donations from Community Food Initiative. They are where we get the bulk of our food that we're cooking with. And so I kind of go through, see what we got this week, and then look through our fridges and pantries and see what I have on hand, what we just got in, and how can I make a meal out of this, while also thinking about having it be a healthy and nutritious meal, meeting everyone's needs, all of the macronutrients and everything.
Now, you know, that strikes me as taking some real creativity, you know? Because how do you make something out of just what you have? And if you need something special to finish it off, you know, it's not there. So, you know, I'm interested in how you do this.
A lot of it is either recipes that are things like I already know pretty well and make frequently, or when we get a bunch of zucchini in the summer. I've gone to different websites like Pinterest and just like typed in zucchini recipes, mm-hmm. and it'll populate with tons of different ideas. A lot of them are going to be things that we can't necessarily do. It's going to take too many ingredients that we would need to buy, but I'm always able to find something to make with it.
Now, already my memory's forgotten something I asked. So you're typically doing 60 to 70 meals per event?
Correct.
Wow. You surely get some help, right?
Yes, we are very grateful that we have an average of 4 volunteers per meal. And then we have an AmeriCorps Vista member that helps occasionally. Mm-hmm. And we are getting ready to have an AmeriCorps State National starting with us in a week.
Okay. Well, as you have some, both of you have some knowledge of the history. And I think this all began back in 1993. You got to be... the fact that it's still going is cool. Number two, the numbers have grown. Number three, the quality of the food has increased. Do some proud points like that.
Well, I will say that Ari is one of many folks over the years who have been creatively pulling these meals together.
Sure.
I would say right now we probably do get more donations than we've gotten in the past, which allows us to really focus on what we like to focus on, fresh, healthy, nutritious food. And I lost my thought, sorry.
It's all right. It happens to me all the time.
And sadly, it happens to me more and more. So, I think it's what's to come. The community meals, anything else you want to add, Ari? I've lost it.
Have you ever been asked by, let's say, a Rotary Club or a Kiwanis Club or something to offer a meal?
Not directly that way, that we're not necessarily a food service operation.
But I mean, probably... pay a significant amount to have that kind of assistance just for a one-time sampling.
They may. I'm not sure. We've never been approached. I do know that for many years, Civitan actually would come and help with the meal and help. Yeah. They were doing, I believe, the fifth Friday of the month whenever there were those, yeah.
Now, it does take a number of volunteers. Let's just play with statistics a bit. How many volunteers have participated in recent history? Here I have a report. It says a number of volunteers per year or semester. So it says 375 per year. That's remarkable.
It really is. Some of those are one-time volunteers. Some of those are volunteers who come back on an ongoing basis.
Sure.
Some of those are pure volunteers who just want to come and do good for the community. Some may be doing it for class credit. Some may be doing it to make up for some maybe other behaviors they've done at the university and or in town. We get a wide variety. We are never concerned with how and why people got there. We're just glad that they are there. And even the ones who may be required to do some type of community service often report that they've just had a really great experience, and Ari can speak to that a little bit more.
I have always been incredibly impressed with the volunteers we've gotten. They've always had amazing attitudes, never a grumble or a complaint out of any one of them, more than happy to do whatever is asked of them. We have quite a few that, you know, have been there for disciplinary reasons, who after they've completed their hours will continue coming back as they can because they've really enjoyed it. Same with folks that are doing it for class credit, like service learning hours for the social work program.
Oh, I'm interested in the doing the one before that. They had a commitment to do it to they must have done something wrong.
Yeah, the one I hear most often is underage drinking.
Okay.
And they get caught, and they usually get 10 hours of community service. So that's roughly two of the meals. They'll come, they'll do it, they'll really enjoy it, and then end up coming back.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Typical serving of 504 persons. Let's see, 430 are also taking meals out. Wow.
And these numbers come from what we've done since August. So in the information below, there's also averages in terms of how many per week that we're doing. But it really, the numbers really kind of add up. When Ari was talking about volunteers earlier, the other thing I was thinking is, you know, there's not only the preparing the food and serving the food and the community interaction that happens, but then there's the cleanup. And that's not always the fun part, right? But the volunteers are always there pitching in and doing what needs to be done to clean up as well.
Our guest today, Mickey Hart, who's the executive director of the United Campus Ministry. And they have a building. And where's that located?
We are at 18 North College Street, so just a two blocks from College Green and one block from the city parking garage. And
sure.
I always mention that because we, you know, it's the city of Athens. Parking's always at a premium. And we don't really have open on-site parking. So, 18 North College Street.
And now you have those diagonal parking spots.
We've got those interesting diagonal parking spots, yes.
Ari Faber is our other guest today, and she's largely the head of the kitchen. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's pack Paycor Stadium with orange and black on Sunday, November 26th at 1 p.m. when your Cincinnati Bengals take on our AFC North Division rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the game you don't want to miss.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be intense. The jungle needs to roar with Bengals fans to give our team a huge home field advantage over the Steelers.
Don't wait. Inventory is extremely limited. Go to Bengals.com for tickets today. The Bengals-Pittsburgh Steelers game is presented by Fifth Third Bank.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
The Cool Spot Country Market, State Route 7 in Tupper's Plains. Home of the daily hot case menu, featuring an assortment of mouth-watering home-cooked favorites. The Cool Spot Country Market Bakery, your source of freshly baked confections like donuts, cakes, and pies. The Cool Spot Country Market Deli, with freshly sliced quality lunch meats and cheeses. Order a platter today for your next party or gathering. The Cool Spot Country Market, 41670 State Route 7 in Tupper's Plains, 740-846-0000.
Who are the people that serve part-time in the Ohio Army National Guard? We are your neighbors and friends. We are your sons and daughters. Our service is providing us valuable job skills, and it pays up to 100% of our tuition. We're proud to serve our state. We are your Ohio Army National Guard. Learn more about part-time service with the Ohio Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/OH.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Southeast Ohio weather.
Temperatures today top out at 68 degrees with sunny skies and a south wind at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Clouds move in overnight, 47 the overnight low. And the rain kicks off for your Friday morning through the midday and afternoon hours with a high of 63. Saturday, much colder, mostly sunny and 51. 13 News, I'm meteorologist Brian Hughes.
Live and local, this is Party Line with Dave Palmer on Mix 97.3 and 970 WATH.
46 degrees right now, and you just heard him say 68 to 70 degrees will be our high today. Our topic today is United Campus Ministry and the center's free community meals. And, you know, we're using the word campus, and so that always makes me kind of zero in thinking of students. But, you know, there's some adults struggling with finding a meal.
Mm-hmm.
How do you all approach that?
Well, we really approach it with an idea of radical hospitality, that anybody who comes into the door, we want them to feel welcome as possible, and we want everyone there to welcome each other as well in that same way. We serve meals to anybody who needs or wants a meal, that it's not necessarily always need-based, because sometimes what folks may need most is community and coming together and connection. And while our numbers of community members are pretty high, we also have a number of students who also come into our program for the meals as well. And again, some of that might be community, some of that might be need. But I do know that at the university that they are focusing more and more on students and food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a basic needs area, and there's also the cat cupboard on campus as well. So not only do students come and help us volunteer, but they come also for the meal as well. And that's all types of students, not just the U.S. students, but international students as well.
I believe that one of the persons that founded this concept, I had the on the air years and years ago, and Alicia Ahmed, forgive my phone here, I'm turning it off, that was in maybe 1992, United Campus Ministry. She was an intern at the time. Do you have any knowledge of her future and where she is today?
Actually, I do not. I'm not.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I do wish, as I was reading the history of the program, that actually started out as Thursday supper, but again, now we do Wednesday lunch as well. I will add that for a number of years, what we did was Saturday lunch, and we made the switch to Wednesday. Prior to that, the Church of the Good Shepherd, Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd, was offering a Wednesday lunch. During the pandemic, that ceased, and I knew that we would be able to serve more folks and if we switched from the weekend to the week, although at some point we may talk about the future, because our hope is to be able to raise some funds to continue to offer a weekend meal as well. Now, that got way off from what you were asking about.
A little bit.
With the intern who really put the plan together, but then once it, and that was in 92, but starting in 93, January of 93, is when the meal program actually began. So, social worker Carrie Shaw was actively involved in the program for four years and really from inception into graduation. And at our 20th anniversary, she actually gave a little address and talked a little bit about that. So I don't know what all she might have shared, but I do know that she gave a little talk about that.
To do this properly, it takes some volunteers. And, I suspect some of them come from any number of different churches in the region, or just because they like the concept. Maybe they're not affiliated with the church, but how can they make themselves known to you?
We encourage people to use GivePulse to sign up to...
Use what?
GivePulse. It is a program that the university has purchased that we are able to use to find volunteers. People can create a free account, and then they can search different volunteer opportunities throughout Athens, one of the ones being our Wednesday lunch and Thursday supper.
So there's other offerings there too. But once again, I'd like to spell that, because it's, I've never heard of it.
Well, we hadn't either until the university. We got connected with the Center for Community Engagement. It's give, the word give, and the word pulse, but it's kind of written as all one word. So givepulse.com. But you also can find it through the university's website.
Okay.
GivePulse is also great because people can donate money to different organizations. So there's actually, if you look up UCM Center or United Campus Ministry Center on GivePulse, you will find a way that you could donate to UCM and designate the money to help with the meal programs, if that's particularly what you're interested in helping with.
Well, COVID changed things a bit.
It sure did.
And we're still feeling some of the effects of it. I'm still kind of amazed at how many people are scared to be in public. Well, in any case, it's gone to more of a, if you wish, take the food home. Come by, pick it up, take it home, and enjoy it. And other safety measures, too. So, but thankfully, I miss people. I love socializing. And that seems to be... getting better and better all the time. A pantry table.
So yeah, that came about during the pandemic as well. Prior to that, our meal program, particularly focused on community building, was dine-in only. For a period of time during COVID, we went to carry-out only. And now, post the shutdown of COVID, and by the way, I try really not to talk about those days too much. I really, like, let's focus on the future, but it's still with us, you know, and we still take precautions. But way that we approach it now is however you want your meal, you can have it. You can eat one here, you can eat two here, you can take one to go, you can just take one to go, or you can eat with us and then take one to go. So we're really just trying to meet folks where they are and meet their needs. And the pantry table became a large part of that. That while we don't have a large pantry like other food pantries, which there's, you know, some amazing resources here in southeastern Ohio, but our pantry table really is just donations that we receive. And sometimes our pantry table is very full because we get a lot of great food from Athens Food Rescue, and they get actually a lot of that food from the university. So that's the great thing about Athens Food Rescue is really this food would just be going to waste otherwise. Yes. Or just going into a dumpster.
I understand.
And they bring it our way, and sometimes that may be fresh salads, sometimes that may be snacks. And it kind of varies, but the pantry table is something that I'm proud that we have, but also something that I would love to see us grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of organizations that work closely with you, you've already mentioned Athens Food Rescue and the Community Food Initiatives programs. The church I go to, First Presbyterian, they've been involved with you for some years. First United Methodist Church, just down the street and very close to you. In fact, all three of those are, I mean, First Pres and United Methodist are right near you. OU Center for Community Engagement, and of course the Rural Action Agency. Lots of good folks working with you. What is something you've always wished you could bring about and have not yet had the chance to do so? Or maybe you've tried it briefly, but it just didn't pan out yet.
I think our two big goals right now are fundraising so that we can start Saturday lunch back up. When the Episcopal Church was doing Wednesday lunch still, we were doing Saturday lunch. So back then, there was somewhere in Athens to get a free meal every day except for Sundays. Now there's nothing all weekend long for people. So our hope is to be able to fundraise so that we can start doing a sack lunch to go on Saturdays again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have blessing boxes that are built, ready to be put up. We just need to have a steady income of shelf-stable food to be able to keep in the blessing box before we put it out. So those are our two big things that we're looking to do in the next year or so.
Do you find people, just individuals, contributing food?
Oh, yes. We definitely have folks, particularly during harvest time, we may get things from their gardens. We get donations of canned food. One of the things we're also asking folks to consider now is to create a food drive at their work site, at their church, that would come to UCM to, you know, stock our pantry table and then hopefully our blessing boxes, which other people may call a community cupboard.
The blessing box is located where?
Well, it's actually located in a storage unit right now.
Okay.
Ours is.
But I mean, if someone is just listening to this show,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, maybe they are going to the market later today and they're thinking about this show and they want to drop something off.
They can bring it by 18 North College Street. If we're not in, they can put it on our front porch or at the back door. But they also can call ahead if they would like and to let
like
us know.
Like if it's something that needs refrigeration.
Particularly if it needs refrigeration. Yeah, it's probably best to make arrangements prior to that.
What number would they call?
7301.
Okay. Folks, I'll repeat this later on, but I'll do it once right now. 740-593-7301. And if they're more inclined to send you an email,
they can the word connect and then @ucmathens.org.
I'm writing. Not org. Okay. So just address it to connect, CONNECT, at UCM.org.
It's actually UCMAthens.org.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
All right. And they would very much appreciate anything you can do to help them along. Yep. If someone wants to volunteer, they could do the same numbers, I'll bet.
They sure could, or to work through with GivePulse, or just to send an email to connect at ucmathens.org to say, hey, I'd like to help out, and these are the days I can help out.
One of the things that probably would be a real selling point, if you will, is for them to just come and watch once, you know?
They certainly could come watch once, but I think most folks, if they're in the space for very long, they're probably pitching in quite quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, they would just jump in.
They would jump in because it really is. It's one of those feel good community connection things, and yeah.
Oh, I see a quote here. Ricky Nash says, Ari was super nice and very helpful. How about that? That's nice.
Yeah, we've got, like I said, some really amazing volunteers who've had great things to say about their experiences, about how welcomed they felt as soon as they walked through the doors. Simone Tillman saying, it was an amazing experience. The second I walked in, I was welcomed and given a place in helping the community. It felt fulfilling to be part of something like this.
Yes. And, you know, the more people we can get involved in that care, the better. And this thing has grown quite a bit during the years I've been aware of it. And it can get bigger yet. One is, there's a board. They meet regularly. What is something that they've wanted to do but haven't quite had the opportunity to try it?
So first off, we're always looking for board members to be part of the UCM Center board. And our current chair is Barb Harrison. And Barb would gladly talk to folks who might be interested in that. If they send an email or connect with us the way that we've talked about, we can get information to Barb to follow up. The board is always looking for new ideas. But in terms of our food program, what we're interested in right now, as Ari mentioned, is the Saturday sack lunch idea, but also more collaborations. And getting more food in so that we can do our blessing box or community cupboard outside. Mm-hmm. I will note that two of the organizations that we work with, the Athens First United Methodist Church, just a few doors up from us, they do have a community cupboard outside. They also have one right inside their door, and they actually host a Monday lunch, and their numbers. Before the pandemic were quite large, and they're getting back to those numbers as well, to like 80 to 100 folks that come for Monday lunch. Yeah. It really is a community kind of congregating together to have lunch. So we're happy that we are partnering with them. Often we will bring our leftovers to put out on their pantry table from our Thursday supper. And we're there that if they have any leftovers from Monday lunch, we bring them over. And sometimes we just put them out as leftovers. And other times, things like a chili once became chili mac at our next meal. So it's been a great relationship and partnership. And but they do have a community food box. And then the Episcopal Church, who was doing Wednesday lunch, they have a food box as well. And just for the past 2 months and in December, we will also be doing the first Wednesday lunch is held in their space. And so we're looking at, do we continue a collaboration? Do they take Wednesday lunch back over? And then we focus just on Saturday. It is just great that we have these partners that we're working with.
Folks, we are talking about the United Campus Ministry, and one of their particularly special programs. Their center's free community meals, which happen on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And we'll be right back.
Here's what's going on.
In Athens, the Santa Tree Project is gearing up for the holiday season and offers several ways to support children in need. You can contribute by making monetary donations, mailing checks, or using PayPal. Additionally, they have an Amazon wish list featuring popular gift items. If you represent an organization, consider partnering with the project to provide gifts for children. They'll make it convenient for you. The Santa Tree Project aims to assist around 400 Athens County families, encompassing about 1,000 children. These efforts primarily serve children in foster care, kinship placements, or those working with their dedicated staff. Visit www.athenschildrenservices.com/get-involved/#Santa to see how you can help support the children of Athens County.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Getting the right health care for the right problem can save you time and stress. That's why Ohio Health offers three types of care options right here in Southeast Ohio. Call your primary care provider when you're sick or when you need to manage your long-term health. Visit urgent care when you can't get in with your doctor. And go to the ER for severe, life-threatening situations. Find out which OhioHealth location is your best choice at OhioHealth.com/RightCare.
Southeast Ohio weather.
Temperatures today top out at 68 degrees with sunny skies and a south wind at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Clouds move in overnight, 47 the overnight low. And the rain kicks off for your Friday morning through the midday and afternoon hours with a high of 63. Saturday, much colder, mostly sunny and 51. 13 News, I'm meteorologist Brian Hughes.
It's Party Line with Dave Palmer on Mix 97.3 and 970 WATH.
How about that? 97.3 and 970 on AM. All right, good morning, folks. Party Line on the air and kind of wrapping things up here. We have about 9 minutes remaining. Our topic today is the UCM. United Campus Ministry. And the thing they're most proud of at this point is their meals program, offered on Thursdays for supper and Wednesdays for lunch. And we've talked a great deal about it. If you've missed it, we do have a website that you can visit. And let's see here, where did I write it down? Was a yard.
It is UCMAthens.org.
Oh, that's easy. UCMAthens.org. Very good. And if you missed the earlier part of the show, but all right. Once again, there's about 23 religious organizations on Ohio University's campus. Some of them are very specific to a particular faith or whatever. And then there's, a half a dozen or so that are universally appealing. And CRU, Campus Christian, help me out.
Campus Crusade for Christ.
There we go.
And in more recent years, they've gone with CRU. Yeah. And yeah.
And it tends to be interdenominational, if you will. So these meals. People can contribute items. They can contribute assistance in the way of volunteering during the mealtime serving. It's just all sorts of things that they can do and meet some great young people from the campus. I don't know if this is a fair question or not. How long have you, you know, our guests today, Mickey Hart, he's the executive director of Unite Campus Ministry in that center, which is a beautiful brick building there on College Street. Mickey, how long have you been in that role?
A year and a half overall. Okay. But I've been engaged with UCM for many, many years.
What are some of the great stories? I know there are some, but you weren't expecting me to ask them. About alumni and who have benefited from what UCM has done, and it has meant a difference in their life after college.
So I am in touch with a few alumni, and every once in a while someone will stop back in and say, I used to come here in the, and they'll give the, you know, a year, a decade. And they always just fond memories, and particularly of the folks that they met there. I think that that's really one of the things that our center does is it is a hub of activity. It's a place for folks to come together to meet like-minded folks, but also to meet folks that they may never meet otherwise. But we have had a few folks come back, and we actually have some archive material, so I may pull out a essentially a scrapbook and let them look through it, and it's been really wonderful. Many of those folks actually worked or were involved during the time that our longtime director Jan Griesinger was there, and Jan passed recently, and her former office, we as part of our 30th anniversary celebration, also dedicated her office as the Reverend Jan Griesinger Spiritual Growth and Social Justice Library. So not only the space as a library, but also the book collection, and some of those books were Jan's that have been, you know, collected over the years.
But I knew her well.
Yeah, many folks will share stories about their engagement and particularly interactions with Jan.
If you'd like to get involved, we will repeat the numbers that we had said earlier. The phone number for campus.
United Campus Ministry
Center. UCM. There we go. I got it. The phone number is 740-593-7301. You can also let them know that you'd like to get involved by sending an email to connect@ucmathens.org. All right? And they would love to get you involved. You know, these relationships, I mean, we've hosted a number of students, mostly from overseas. And some great stories. Danilo's mom is like the president of Brazil now. You know, I'm not kidding. Or whatever they call that title down there. But Danilo Tavares, he had such a great experience in Athens, and we keep in touch with him, and it's really special. And that's just one. And I can tell you we've had 10. Were any of them sad stories? No. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there could be one, but so far that has not happened to us. It is so neat to continue to be involved with the university, even though years ago you yourself finished that time. Why am I saying all of this? What is a goal that you folks would like to add to your program?
Again, trying to add Saturday lunch back in, as well as the blessing boxes or community cupboard. Those are really our two biggest goals at the moment, fundraising for both of those, or again, people hosting food drives at their workplace, at their churches, etc.
Ari, where are you from?
I am from New Lex, so okay. About 35 miles north of Athens.
Not too far away. And forgive me, you are from where?
I actually grew up in Laurelville, so Hocking County.
You guys are both close by.
We're locals, yep. And that's one of the beauties about southeastern Ohio is it just draws folks, and folks want to stay here. I don't know about Ari, but when I came to college here, one of the things I would say to people is I came to the big city, the big city of Athens, because that's as big as I needed a city to be at the time. And, Athens is just a tremendous community. With lots of folks who stay here and keep involved, and lots of folks who travel through because they're students at the university.
Well, Mickey, what do you think we have failed to bring out, or what is it that you really want to repeat? We have about 2 minutes remaining.
Well, I will jump in and just say that one of the things that we've not talked about that we had a note about is that we now do meals for hospice as well. So folks in hospice care, they have volunteers who will come and pick up the meal and then take it to the family. And we do one family for Wednesday lunch and one family for Thursday supper, but we're hoping that will grow as well. And I'm gonna let Ari have the last word.
Yeah, that was my big thing to bring up as well, was working with hospice. That's something that I've definitely been really proud of, that, you know, we're doing that and everything. The volunteers that they send in to pick up the food have all been really great. One of them, his first time picking up, he went and dropped off the food to the family and did what he needed to do there. But then he came back so that he could get his own meal with his wife. Mm. And that was really neat to see, because he said, oh, it just looked and smelled so good, I had to come back.
Right. Well, we have less than a minute now, and one more time. The phone number, well, let me find my notes here. Where did I put that? Here it is, 740-593-7301. They would welcome volunteers and people to become interested. Or through the email site, connect@ucmathens.org. And right now we've got 51 degrees, and it's going to top out at 71, they say now. Anything else, Steve?
I was just going to add, for those of you who are driving right now, all of that information, contact information, emails, and websites, I've posted it on our Facebook page, so you can find it there if you'd like to refer to it after the show and get the information that was discussed. On behalf of Dave, I'd just like to thank both of you for stopping in today and joining us here and informing our listeners on Dave Palmer's Party Line.
We're glad to be here.
Yes. Broadcasting from our Columbus Road studios, Southern Ohio's hometown station is Mix 97.3 FM and 970 WATH Athens, a total media station.